welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. This is episode 48, live from the new studio slash attic slash Dan's apartment slash slash dungeon. Anyway, my name's Joe. Welcome to the show.
Always mode.
So first off, I want to address the technical issues that we've been going through with the new website.
And
having to get it on. Well, no. I just want to say, you know, thanks for hanging in there. I mean, anybody who's been waiting to hear the episodes, they're back on iTunes, and you know, you can always find us on Facebook, facebook.com/allrangemodepodcast. And if you want to leave a comment on the episode thread, you can leave that at allrangemode.ca. Thanks. TJ, you want to get this episode started?
Sure. I bought an Xbox One. So that's my week, pretty much. I should say that. That's been my past few days.
Did you get that on Black Friday?
I did, yeah.
Is it a deal?
No, there was no deals. It was just, I was just happy to get one. That was kind of
a bonus deal.
Going out. Yeah,
I feel like this Black Friday is like a gamer's worst nightmare because there was nothing on sale for the new stuff.
Oh, hold on. Like PS time, Plus, baby.
Oh, $30.
$30.
States only, right?
TJ no, got it for me and it
worked. Amazon.com.
That's an erotic, that's a service, so they can actually make it cheap.
Shut up.
Well, I mean, that's...
past-gen Battlefield for $25.
Actually, it's a good deal because then you can upgrade for $10. Yeah. Therefore, the new Battlefield's only $35. Right.
Origin had Battlefield 4 for $30.
No,
it was a good deal.
I just bought it for $59.
I traded in two games this week and got $5 each for them. One of them was I should have fucking sold them on GG. One of them was Need for Speed Most Wanted for Wii U. That thing is worth
that
more
is
than $5. $5 they gave
what
me.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't play it. I just wanted to get rid of it. Anyway, I put it towards
for
Mario.
Wii U.
Yeah.
I would have bought it for $5.
I'm only $20.
You're gonna offer that.
I don't even have a Wii U.
It's too late for that now. But anyway, so you bought an Xbox?
How bad was it though?
Yeah. Xbox? Are you talking about Need for Speed?
No, your Xbox.
What's your favorite Xbox One game you've played so far?
Honestly, I don't wanna. Like, here's the thing, I got Forza. I don't wanna compare Forza to Rise. You know what I'm saying?
Well, just what's the game you've enjoyed most so far?
I put Need for Speed the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was for PS4 though.
You're right. You know what? I'm going to say good things about the Xbox, yet I went back to my PlayStation 4 last night and played Need for Speed for 3.5 hours on my PlayStation 4.
So. Fuck, man. It looks amazing.
I heard there's a big issue with the service going down, and then you lose all your progress.
Yeah.
With the server. Or somebody switches out.
There's an trophy. Sorry. We're going to change our terminology. There's a trophy. Half a million
keep
points.
Keep calling them Chivos.
Yeah, Chivos, whatever.
Nice look.
You get a half million points in one sitting. It takes like 4 hours roughly, maybe like three if you're fast at it. So I'm playing for 2 hours, and I get pretty far. I look at the achievements. I'm like, oh, I can do that. So I'm going to finish it out, right? It's like 12 o'clock at night. I play till like 1 o'clock, and that fucking thing happens where the service goes down. I have like 450,000 points, and I was just so pissed that I waited up for that.
Oh, my God.
That sucks.
You know, Dan this morning moving at 9 a.m.
It's because like everything you just did was nothing.
Yeah.
You just lost 3 hours of your life.
The only achievement, like that session-based,
I'm going to be talking about a little bit of lost progress.
Because you have to go to like a garage and it stores all your points.
Yeah.
But
oh, God.
No, it's pretty good.
Yeah, but if you don't go to the garage and the service goes out, you lose everything.
Why did the servers go out?
That's right.
Because there's no dedicated servers, so if you're playing it, you might be the host.
So do they restart just randomly? No,
just say I'm playing a game with a bunch of people and you're the host, but you don't know it.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't want to play anymore. You drop out. Since you were the host, it kicks everybody out.
That's like
disgusting.
The most obvious technical or design flaw ever.
It is.
And there's only eight people.
Yeah, so if one of those guys is just, like a 12% chance?
That's insane. Yeah.
You know what? I was actually playing offline at the time, ironically.
You can play offline?
It was good mathematics. Yeah.
Permanently?
I don't know how. It just didn't go online to start.
Good digits.
I think my PlayStation didn't connect for some reason.
Was that a good digit?
I did my digits beforehand. 12%.
Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's maybe like 12.3.
Woo!
What are we talking about?
Enough.
So, I mean,
didn't
well,
you got the digits.
Controller comparison. You had some, you had a chance.
The things I like, the things I don't like, right? Like the bumpers seem kind of funny to press.
Upside down.
Yeah.
The triggers are different, but I'm still kind of up in the air.
Yeah, Tim describes.
Sticks are definitely better.
Tim describes the Xbox One controller as feeling upside down. Which is very interesting. I don't know.
I had a good amount of time today with Xbox One with playing it here. I spent the entire day here watching it being played, playing it myself.
And?
I want to hear you like, maybe not review each game, but give impressions on each game we played. And then
is Rise as shit as they say it is?
No. Okay, here's the thing. I started playing Rise, and I'm like, this game is phenomenal, okay? And then as I started to play it, I'm like, this is going to get repetitive.
Yeah.
And then I stopped playing. I played like 2 hours. And then I'm like, this game must be have high reviews. Why haven't I heard of people saying, like, oh, this game is so highly rated? You know, like, people talk about Assassin's Creed 9.6 or whatever, right? I went online. They have shitty reviews. I didn't know why. And then I started thinking about it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go back to play the game. It's going to get repetitive as shit. And it's kind of like starting to slow down where like some of the mechanics of the game that are really cool are just like tedious now, like the slow execution kills, shit like that.
Yeah.
So it's actually like, I think it looks beautiful. It's really fun to play. But I've only played it 2 hours, so I think maybe all the bad things come after 2 hours. You know what I mean?
Well, they suggest playing it in like 2 hour short bursts.
Yeah.
It just reeks of launch game. Like, oh, this is a failed project. Like, what do we have that we can whip together in the next 6 months? Like, oh, remember that Kinect game? Why don't we make that an Xbox One launch game?
See, I didn't know that that's the way it went, but I didn't get that impression. Like, I right from the get-go, very impressed.
I remember when they revealed
it's the
that.
Showpiece of
yeah,
the
it
console.
Was a Kinect only Xbox 360 exclusive.
It, like, wasn't it like a horse cart no, simulator?
You were first person, like
fill in that hole.
Star Wars Kinect.
Oh god.
The Kinect Star Wars, whatever it's called.
Oh right, yeah.
You're just on rails going like, like stabbing at the camera.
What was the horse cart then, simulator? Fable.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fable. Oh god, yeah. That did happen.
Yeah.
Oh, mom. But yeah, I want to say,
the world.
I think Rise, I seen it right from the get-go. Mm-hmm. You thought of it looked great right from the get-go.
Yeah,
but,
I do.
Dan's cousin was over playing it downstairs. I was playing Battlefield. And you hear shit about the numbers all the time, like 60 frames a second, fucking 1080p, whatever. But then looking over and seeing Rise, it runs at 30 frames 30. A second.
It's a huge difference.
Yeah. Like,
see, I'm used to that because I'm playing PC for like the last 6 years.
Yeah.
And I can run my games at 60 frames per second. So when I go to console, it's like,
yeah.
But then you get used to it. You get used to it though, because it tricks your mind into thinking when you're playing a console, this is like the way it should be. Then I go back to PC and it feels like it's just
next gen.
So smooth, like jelly. It's
the frames per second matter. Let's be honest.
It does.
It more than anything.
Well, when you hit like 45 or above, you really can't tell to the naked eye. But that 30 to 60, well, 30 to 45, you can definitely tell.
Oh, see his naked eye. What do you got?
But no, you can't 40, like
no,
when you're above 40, you can't really tell the difference. Yeah.
So I just like I wasn't blown away like initially. Like I actually thought it looked better on review videos than it did in person.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The game is a beaut though. I'll give it that.
Yeah,
it's like Killzone, like not amazing gameplay, but it showcases the potential.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like each console had the same type of thing where they have like
very bland gameplay, but amazing showcases.
Yeah, amazing graphics. Yeah.
I disagree. I don't think we've seen amazing graphics yet. We haven't seen.
I thought you shit your pants on Killzone.
No, we haven't seen the Gears of War of PS4
last week.
I said it looked nice. I said it looked like two Xbox 360 games on top of each other.
Makes no sense.
Oh, yeah, that made no sense.
It does make sense. Because,
I don't know why we didn't fight that before.
Okay, here's what you do.
I was
you take,
so angry when I heard it.
Yeah, I was angry afterwards.
That's bullshit. You take an Xbox game, and then like you slap the same game right over it, and then you move it over maybe 3 or 4 inches.
What the fuck
so there's,
are you
so there's
about?
Twice as many trees, twice as many rocks.
What are you talking about? Stereoscopic 3D?
No, I mean, there's twice as much. There's twice as much of everything on the screen.
Put a song,
Listen, that doesn't... Okay, you know what? There's twice as much of everything on screen. Am I wrong there? That's what I was trying to...
Yeah,
that's the message that I was trying to...
Wow. Completely wrong.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Dead Rising, there's more zombies because they always wanted to...
I redact the statement.
All right.
Yeah, there's probably twice as many zombies in Dead Rising.
Yeah, because they always wanted to do that. That was hordes...
Yeah, talk about Dead Rising. We haven't seen...
You know what? I
played
for 20 minutes.
Redacted again.
What?
You can't just redact statements.
No, I redact my own statement.
It's already been said, though.
Redacted.
It doesn't really mean anything.
Redact Tim's.
Feel better.
Redact Tim's last statement.
Redact.
You can't redact your not own statement.
But
not
I said
own.
It.
But I doesn't
said
matter.
It.
All right. Redact.
Are you going on with Dead Rising?
Talk about Dead Rising. Everything Xbox One.
Yeah, I only played it for like 20 minutes, so I don't have a lot to say.
Motherfucker, I got more than Xbox One's coming.
Right. Co-op is the way to go.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I jumped in, and I was just like, okay, kind of slow, kind of bored. And then it got like kind of arcadey. I didn't really play the old ones, but it felt very arcade. Like you're picking up weapons on the street, like
that's
and beating people up
there
quickly, and like I'm like, that's kind of cool and kind of fun. I really enjoyed that, and I'm excited to see what comes up because I just love zombie stuff, and it's so far it's not been what I expected. But I only played it 20 minutes, and I barely got into it, so I don't have a lot to say about Dead Rising.
It's a very arcadey game.
Yeah.
But this one around, they went with a more realistic like art style, but it still holds
still
all the arcade elements to it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fun series, right?
Like yeah. Sort of. Number two sucks.
You know what? I would compare it to free play GTA, where you just get to jump into a world and be creative and. And have fun with it.
Yeah, open world, just smash it. Have fun.
Can't take that duct tape? You grab a saw, you just duct tape it together like a baseball bat. And
you know what? I just got the part, it's like, maybe I can whip something up. And it's like, I found the sledgehammer. Maybe it can be useful.
Duct tape.
Like, yeah.
And duct tape montage.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all it is.
Maybe it can be useful just flashing in the corner.
Games don't have to make sense.
With this. All right. I feel like I've been shitting on Xbox One so far.
Yep.
So I'm going to shit on my favorite console. PS4. The share button isn't all cracked up. It's not all cracked up to be, man.
I love it.
Dude, it does not work the way it's advertised.
That buffering that you went through that one night, is that what's bringing you down? When I shared it to you and it was all choppy?
No, on Twitch?
Yeah.
No, that worked fine.
Oh.
That worked fine. I had two times this week. Let me just get out of the way. The screenshots, you can take screenshots of what's on the screen. That works flawlessly, obviously. It's just screenshot. Just copy paste. Or, yeah, whatever.
whatever.
And, print screen.
That's what it is.
But the sharing gameplay, I had like two amazing runs that in Battlefield that I wanted to share to everybody. Dan and I were playing. I get a couple rocket kills, a couple guys across the map, and I'm hiding behind this one building. There are literally six guys running at me. And from each way, they're coming around the building, coming right at me. I kill them all and knife the last guy. And I was like, that was amazing. Holy shit. And so it's supposed to record the last 15 minutes. So I'm like, all right, awesome. Go to share. It shared a timestamp, a 15-minute timestamp from like, fucking four games ago.
Wow.
And it did that to me like a little earlier in the week where it didn't record the last 15 minutes. It recorded 15 minutes from just some fucking random time.
Yeah, see,
and I could not find
Lego.
It.
And yeah, it was the same thing. I wasn't trying to show off like a certain kill.
Yeah.
So I didn't care, but when I hit share, it like recorded like a level.
They're going to patch
that. Not the last
that.
One, but the one before that.
Yeah.
They'll patch that.
I don't know if it's patching that. Maybe there's just something we're missing where selecting a certain
person. It's a software error of some sort.
I did notice there's a thing where you can start recording yourself.
Oh, can you?
Like, yeah, you can start recording at any point.
So you just start recording like at the beginning of the match.
Yeah, but that's useless in Battlefield, right?
No, you start at the beginning of the match, and then it stops the end of the match.
There's only so much you can hold.
Yeah, but then you just delete it if you don't.
Yeah.
The point is it's supposed to work without you having to do that, right?
Yeah, that's true.
That's the thing, yeah. The last 15 minutes, I was like, fuck yeah, I can't wait to put that on the all range mode wall. That was amazing.
That's sweet, yeah.
And I was so upset.
Robbed of his dreams.
I was so sad.
I would have played another match
in the future,
though, until that one caught up.
But I tried that too.
Yeah.
I tried going back and I played a match, I went back and it only recorded like 10 minutes because it was only like from the time I was in the menu, it doesn't record the menu.
Yeah.
It only records when you're in the game.
You know what though? Like,
so it was lost.
Can you edit that? That
you,
they have to make a software for
okay,
because 10 minutes is way too fucking long. I don't know what I'm 15? Watching. 15, yeah.
Yeah, you can jump ahead in 10-second increments.
Oh, that's not so bad. Yeah,
I uploaded two Lego videos just to try it out, and that was 30 minutes of gameplay. It was like 6 gigs. The 6 gigs of my bandwidth gone. It uploaded though in like
6 gigs of my bandwidth gone.
It took like 15 seconds to upload.
That's crazy, the bandwidth.
Really?
I never even thought of that.
My
hey,
upload is really high, though.
I don't mean to butt in, but I just got a message from Kyle from the field out getting...
He's buying one?
Getting hot beats. No, you guys know Paul Walker from Fast and Furious? Because he's dead.
He died?
He's dead.
Yes!
Coming live to you.
Yeah. Hey, breaking news. Paul Walker's dead.
Why?
I don't know.
Are you kidding?
It just says, hey, guys, have you heard?
He's dead. He died in a car crash?
I don't know. I wonder if he died filming.
That'd be ironic.
Actually, that trailer's supposed to come out. He was
so
young.
Crazy.
People die.
See, I don't get started when stars die, because I don't know them. I don't know why people get upset.
Remember when fucking, what was his name?
Michael Jackson.
No.
Come on, you should have too.
We talked about it on the show.
So happy.
The big guy. From, whatever.
Sopranos?
No.
Oh, the black dude.
Not
from,
not Vin Rames, but the other guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know how they say, you know, you, the first time you die is when you. Oh, what is it? The first time you die is when you actually die. The second time is when you're like anybody who loved you died, and then the third time you die is the last time someone speaks your name. And now I can't even remember that guy's
the
name.
What are you talking about?
You never heard that?
That's are you talking about Fifth Element?
No. Moving on.
No, no, hold on. The Last Castle. No.
Wait. The
Nicolas
the,
Cage.
The third time you die is the last time someone says your name.
It don't make any sense right now.
It's very sad.
Your legacy dies, right? Yeah. Your memory dies, and then your legacy dies.
Oh, okay.
So, Tim, earlier you talked about open world games, and there was an announcement this week that the Visceral Star Wars game would be an open world game. So that got me pretty excited. I mean, what do you guys, what are your hopes for a Visceral Star Wars game? I mean,
Visceral makes Dead Space, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they make Dead Space. I intended to do research, but I.
So Visceral made any open game before?
No, they haven't. I actually went back and played Dead Space, but we can. Yeah, I mean, a Visceral open world game. Star Wars. I don't know. Like, I don't even know what an open world Star Wars game would be like. Made by Visceral. Is it going to be dark?
Yes.
Kind of
I don't know.
Okay, hold on. They've got jetpack mechanics down. Bounty Hunter. Well, bam!
What is it?
Making Star Wars Bounty Hunter. Next gen.
Okay, that's a good guess.
Jetpack open world game would be so hard to program.
Tim!
Imagine GTA. Oh, I guess GTA. Oh, kind of. Okay, imagine Skyrim with a jetpack on, though. Like, how much extra work they have to put
Saints
into
Row.
It.
Saints Row. You can fucking fly around the city.
Yeah, but
is that Visceral?
No, but... You can do that.
But they have to, like, program,
it
like,
exists.
All the textures everywhere, right? Because you can go in a jetpack, and you just go in little cubby holes where you not normally can't get to.
I don't know.
Scaled down.
So much work.
I don't really want an open-world Star Wars game. Definitely made by Visceral.
Like, Battlefront is, I think, as open as I want it, even though it's not really open-world.
EA will not fuck any of this up.
Well, so I played Dead Space 3, actually. Ooh. I have some notes. I got pretty excited. Yeah, man, Star Wars does weird things to me. If I hear Visceral, like, if I hear Visceral Star Wars news, I'm just like, I'm going to go play Dead Space.
So,
yeah.
Was that
rumors?
Was that
picture,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I played.
Three?
Yeah.
Wait, so is Battlefront supposed to be open world? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Battlefront is
DICE.
Okay.
But Visceral is also making a game, and so is BioWare. Think about that.
They're making all Star Wars games?
Yeah. EA has the exclusive rights to make Star Wars games!
Sam, where have you been?
So EA is the producer.
Oh my god, here we go.
Yeah, I'm behind this.
EAUYE.
So EA the publisher.
EAU!
EA the publisher has exclusive rights to make Star Wars games.
So they can dish it up to any company they want.
So what they did was. No, but what they did was is they said, we're getting our three big teams to develop Star Wars games over the next like couple of years. So Visceral's one of them, BioWare's the other, and then the third is DICE. So DICE is like. Everyone just went nuts when they heard that.
DICE
Battlefront.
Is awesome.
Oh my god.
Dice,
we talked about
Dice
Star
can
Wars.
Go wrong.
We talked about Star Wars Battlefield for years.
Yeah.
And I said it right. Star Wars Battlefield.
Mirror's Edge. That's where Dice shined their fucking glory stone.
Mirror's Edge.
Battlefield 3 is a technical masterpiece.
Battlefield 4.
Sorry, Battlefield 4. Anyway, so I played Dead Space 3. First thing I noticed was the Time Splitters 2 graphics that were just appalling.
And microtransactions.
Yeah, it's old, man.
Yeah, like I couldn't even like they just didn't even try, which is kind of funny, but
number 2 stole well on PC.
Looks Time Splitters 2, giant chins. It's
about,
the character models looked.
I'm talking about Dead Space 2 though. It still looks really good on computer. Really good. It's nice. Horrifying.
I was trying to make fun of the game, Tim.
It's a great game.
Anyway, it had.
Maddie was.
Well, I'm gonna keep talking about it. I mean, it had some camera issues. I don't know if you guys remember. Like, it would be too zoomed in often for you to actually bring up your.
Oh yeah, like when
GUI.
You're on the elevator.
Yeah, the GUI. Yeah,
I think that's a great idea.
It's cool. Well, you think
like that real life kind of.
It's way too zoomed in. I'm hoping with new systems, they like you can put more on screen. So I want them to do a wider aspect ratio. You know what I mean? Where you can see more of what's around you. Nobody can creep up on you from the sides. Like that's kind of what I'm looking forward to.
I think that's all part of the design too.
But I want it to be
Dead Space.
Yeah, I hear
like,
you.
Just,
yeah,
just to scare the shit out of you because you don't have a quick turn. You don't have any of that stuff. You have to. Like
makes you feel a little claustrophobic.
Yeah, Resident Evil 4 had that. You're turning one way, 180. You can just back an A.
That's why they put the HUD like in a menu that goes away, and your health pack is on you.
Yeah,
there's no chrome like around the screen to kind of pull you out of the experience.
Yeah, and it's you can't open up your menu to like administer health packs
right
when you're in a fight.
That's one of the best menus for a horror game I've ever played.
Oh yeah, that game was way ahead of its time.
Well, because it makes it like. Not tangible, but
so good.
I don't know the word I'm looking for, but it makes it like it could be real, right? Like the GUI actually pulls from the character, and it's the character looking at his own GUI kind of, and not just us pressing start and going into a menu. I mean, it would be comparable to.
It's weird that you call it GUI.
GUI.
It's GUI.
Oh, sorry.
That's both, whatever.
Well, okay, so...
it's weird.
I don't want to talk about it too much, but I found it did have a little bit of camera issues. The Mass Effect suit, I don't know what Kyle did with his Xbox, but I was gifted a Mass Effect suit immediately.
Huh.
Maybe it's because I don't know.
If you played Mass Effect...
All you had to do was play it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that was a treat. That kept me in the game. Knowing that I would be wearing the N7 armor.
I know, I didn't take it off the entire time.
No, I'm gonna max that shit out. But also, the sound design was amazing. The only problem with me was... Like, the sound design was so good that the jump scares, they would the volume would spike so loud. And it's like, I'm not scared of the enemy, like, attacking me. I'm scared that someone else is going to wake up in my house. So it's like, fuck. I grab the remote, like, turn it down a little bit. And like, okay, it's quiet. Turn it back up. Yeah. There's this guy screaming at you from behind you.
Those babies in number two still haunt my dreams.
Yeah.
I don't really remember number three. No, number three isn't memorable, really, for me.
It's forgettable. It. Exactly. It's a forgettable game.
But it was still good, but...
It's fine. It's not that good.
It's good, man. It's been done, though. The thing is, like, Dead Space 1, Dead Space 2 did it.
Well, you know what? Like, everyone compares it to Resident Evil, but, like, the thing that separates it from Resident Evil, well, because it's zombies, camera angle, that kind of stuff, like...
Yeah, like, third person.
But in Resident Evil, like, the cool stuff in Resident Evil was when you... We're maybe low on ammo, and it's like, I can't shoot this zombie. Like, I've got to figure out another way to get through this room. Like,
that's what Dead Space 1 and 2 were like.
Oh, yeah. Dead Space 3, it's like, you're enclosed. Yeah, you're enclosed in a room. Okay, now kill all these zombies. And then the door just magically unlocks. Like,
you get ammo and health everywhere.
We got to specify what Resident Evil game we're talking about, number 4.
Yeah, we're talking about 4, yeah. But again, stupid save format. Like, it's too old, too archaic. Like, the whole saving per chapter thing. Like, the Zelda save... mentality.
Well, you know, you can save it. I don't know. I never played number 3, so I don't know if it's the same.
Well, it saves. You can quick save it, but it will restart you at the beginning of whatever chapter you're on.
Really?
Which is horrible. Like Zelda, I can understand because they set up little waypoints where, like, if you make it so far, you can open up a waypoint and then transport there.
Is that accurate?
Yeah.
In Dead Space?
I lost almost an entire chapter because I saved it and it said, like,
you still get you save all the stuff you collect.
You save your inventory, but, like, the way the game works, super linear, so there's no way I can just, like, okay, that door was locked before, but now it's unlocked because I've progressed. It just starts you right back at the chapter, but you do save your inventory. Anyway, I lost, like, an entire chapter. It was fucking vomit-inducing. I almost, like, it was almost rage quit for me.
Did you ever hear about I think he played it on Expert, didn't you? The hardest setting?
Dead Space?
Yeah.
Which one?
Any of them. I know that on Expert setting, you get 2 saves to the entire game. That's it.
Oh, no, that was Dead Space 2.
Was that Fauna?
Only Dead Space 2.
I don't know, fuck that. I played it on casual.
Yeah.
That fuck that
I know
noise.
Fauna, I think Fauna did it. Like, he didn't beat it, but you get 2 saves for the entire game.
Yeah, 2 saves the entire game.
And you, if the first disc, you can't save once.
That's stupid.
For the last, like...
No, that's amazing, though. Like, that's a cool, like, challenge.
Yeah, but there's so many quick deaths.
If I died, I just puke everywhere.
Dead Space 2.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, you don't play that unless you want to do that.
I played the first... Sorry, I played the first 2 chapters of...
Turn it down!
No, it's an actual screenshot of Paul Walker dying.
I don't want to see this. I do
accident.
Want to see this.
Maybe it was an accident on set. It's a car. Oh, fuck.
Jesus.
Not like this.
Fake.
Wow.
It was from the movie.
Whole thing's fake.
I'll do my
own. You never know. Somebody could just post that like an asshole.
Yeah, you're right.
I'll do my own stunts.
You gotta wait.
Well, yeah, either way.
Kyle's a fucking liar. Kyle, you bullshit idiot.
But Dead Space 2, it had so many, like, what do they call it when you have to press a button during a
quick time event?
Yeah. If you die during one of those quick time events and you only get 2 chances to save it, annoying.
No, those checkpoints work right.
If you die during a quick time event, it will reset that quick time event right away.
Yeah, they have that shit figured out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, either way. I mean, so I played Dead Space
3. They're expecting you to die.
What do you give it? Review.
I would give it a 2.5.
2.5.
Yeah, I mean,
crazy.
the only reason I was hanging on was to talk about it on the show.
Yeah.
I made it through 25% of the game, and it felt like I was still on the first level.
I think Doug and I both beat it and gave it a 4.5 or 4 or something.
Number 3?
Yeah.
You guys loved it?
It was great. It was a great game, dude.
Maybe am I missing something?
Number 2, I give it definitely a 4.5.
Yeah, 2 was amazing.
Should I keep playing, or?
What?
Dead Space 3, should I keep playing?
I think you just said you beat it.
No, I played 25% of it.
You're a real fucking idiot.
You asked me to give it a star rating.
I thought you beat it.
No.
Yeah,
lies. 25%. It's over.
Hey, by the way, did you ever play the one for Wii on the on-rail shooter?
No.
It was incredible.
It's Extraction?
It was actually really good. I was going into that game ready to puke.
Ready to puke?
And it was like a, it felt like an adventure game, but on rails somehow. I don't know how they pulled that off. It was amazing.
Kyle's such a noob, man.
TJ, you're up next.
Yeah. So, big surprise, Xbox here. Ooh. Xbox Fitness. Pretty impressive.
F off with that bullshit.
No, dude, this sounds incredible. He was telling me what he was going to make fun of.
Fitness games don't work.
It's not a game. It's a fitness program that does not exist in the world today. They've done it better than anything that exists. You know they have videos for fitness like P90X and Insanity or whatever?
Yeah.
You can stream it and you get a ton of videos for free if you have Xbox Live. And basically it just plays a little video and then your character's in the right that it has from Kinect. And it shows your, it's just like a silhouette of your body almost. And, like, you can squat down.
Hold on. You can stream videos? Just anything?
No. You don't pick the videos. The videos are uploaded for you.
Okay.
And they know, like, okay, this is a 10-minute fitness video. It knows that it's broken up to one-minute chunks. And during each chunk, this is the action you should be doing. You know what okay. I mean? So your Kinect is looking at you, and it has your character model. And you can, like, crouch down, and your thighs will highlight because it knows your thighs are being worked out. And it,
That's so funny.
Yeah, you do the motion in the thing. And it gives you like a rating of 1 to 5, basically, of how well you're doing it. And it kind of climbs up, and then you get points.
Smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, but it's motivational, and it's better than just watching the video because it tracks your progress. It sees if you're doing it correctly. Like I try to fake it, you move your arms up like this. I'm just like doing stupid stuff. It knows very well. It's very surprising how well it works. Even if it didn't work well, just the fact that people should work out in a mirror. Like I'm kicking, and I know I kick like shit because I have no flexibility. But I can see myself, and like I can work on that. It sounds dumb, but let's put it this way. If you need a fitness program, it's just it's the best one out there. I know it sounds kind of dumb, but like I will use that.
It's not a game, though, right?
It's free, right?
It's not a game.
It's a P90X video with Kinect that's just enabled on it?
Yeah, exactly. And then there's all this progress.
And P90X is supposed to work really well already by itself. Yeah. So if you have a
for
camera...
For those who can stick with it,
yeah.
Right?
So if you have a camera looking at you and you can like judge yourself to make sure you're doing it right, that's just an added bonus to it.
Exactly.
Does it you know what they need to do? Achievements.
Wrong.
They have those in there.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And there's things like cool, fitness man. Points. Like each, they have 1 minute segments and it'll rate you on that segment based on how many you did or like how deep you squatted. Mm. Or if you pick up your knees more, you get like a higher rating. Like I said, it works very well. It's very impressive how well they track you.
See, what I felt with the Wii Fit, it didn't work as good as a fitness game. It was more of a tracker. It worked better just to keep your weight track.
Yeah. Wii Fit, I would just weigh myself every day.
Yeah, it was all about the stats. It didn't actually, the exercise stuff didn't work. In my opinion,
Wii Fit is just—it's honestly just a scale that like talks to you. Like knowing that I lost like 0.4 pounds in a day, just like yes, I'm not eating chocolate today because I love this feeling of losing a half.
And it shows you that bar graph, the line going down.
Yeah,
like,
that's
it tracks your balance. And you can see yourself getting a little bit better at balance. That stuff's good, but like the actual weight loss programs didn't work at all.
Well, I mean,
I did it for like 2 weeks, and like it's not that I didn't
notice
anything.
Like six dons a day, you can't.
Well, no, it wasn't that.
But
you would still feel it, though. Like, you'll feel like they worked up your abs next day, right?
Yeah.
It makes you do sit-ups and chin-ups.
Hey,
right?
Those sit-ups fucking got me, like, six-pack madness.
It's retarded, though. Like, you're on that stupid whiteboard. I'm on my hardwood floor. Like, it's not ideal.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to have the right setup.
You do, yeah. I just use it as a tracker. Worked well.
For me... we're kind of going off on tangents here. Like, I didn't put anything into categories, but...
Chuntai.
I'll stop wasting time and talk about fucking Zelda 3DS.
Jerry, come in here.
Yeah, we got... How good is it?
I want Jerry to talk about this game. No?
All right, this is what happened.
I mean, chat. How far are you, first of all, before you start this, just so we know where we're on the same page? I don't want to spoil anything for you.
Three sages, but you can beat them randomly.
So I only beat one so far. I have about one and a half.
Which one did you beat?
The Dark Palace.
I haven't done that one yet. What do you get?
It's
like, what's your...
The Corkery little guy.
Spoiled.
Why did you ask? You know, why did you ask? What?
No, it's fine. I don't care.
Hey, what happened to Walking Dead last week? Just... Spoiled.
That's true.
I did that one just because it's closest to me.
Yeah, the I don't know. The sages, you don't get spoiled, really. There's no spoilers in that fucking game.
You,
but
there definitely are spoilers. I spoiled Wind Waker for fucking Pono.
There's gonna be a spoiler after this week. Gale 7.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
supposed to be a big twist.
Yeah, that, you know, fucking Link or somebody's gonna be Zelda. Everybody.
Well, Zelda's already Zelda.
Some girl always ends up being Zelda.
Zelda is Zelda. No, you see her. You
Zelda's gonna be fucking Padme or something.
Is you talking about? In Disney? All right, but no.
You know how they did Queen Amidala and the.
Oh, it was decoy? So obvious.
That was just stupid.
Yeah,
what'd you call it?
Oh, I just continue about it though, since we can't spoil it because we've only done very minimal stuff.
I am back into Zelda like I've never been. It's so good.
I'm so excited for the next.
I wake up, I think about it, like, oh, I just got this power. Maybe I can go back to this spot I couldn't get into. I just pick up the game and start playing and get back to that spot and just, like,
see
what's there, see if it's a heart piece, see whatever it is.
Oh. I'm on contrary with that. Cause
heart piece, you sold it there.
I can
feel
it.
You know how you said I got that power?
Yeah.
Thing is, I bought everything. I have all the powers right from the beginning.
Oh, yeah?
So there's
the
no...
Uh-huh. The cash flow?
Cash! I grinded Hyrule Field for like
How many rocks do you pick up and smash on the ground?
A lot. No, you when you go to the dark side, which I'm not going to describe what it is, it's kind of a spoiler. But you go to I'm going to call it the dark side, and the enemies are worth like twice as many rupees.
True. 20 rupees you get from killing pigs.
So you just go around killing those piglets, and a weapon.
Tell me you fucking grinded a Zelda game.
Yes.
Aw, Tim. You're doing it wrong.
They kind of want you to, in a certain sense.
Yeah, true.
It's different.
You don't have to.
I'm interested.
Yeah, you kind of want to.
It's fun.
But for weapons, what, 100 rupees? And you can either rent it for 50 rupees or buy it for 800. But if you rent it and you die, you lose it.
Those games are godly.
It's different. It's really good. I never played Link to the Past, though.
No?
It's a crying shame. But I heard it's... it is. I heard it's like the sequel.
It's the spiritual successor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Dude, the overworld, Hyrule, is exactly... Link to the Past.
Yeah, see, when I see like Death Mountain and stuff like that, I'm thinking just Ocarina of Time. That's what. But
they redo the exact same shit.
Yeah, but I guarantee you, most people when I see that, they're thinking about Link to the Past. But in my head, it's Ocarina of Time.
Yeah,
I feel like they've been trying to recreate Link to the Past since it came out. With Mario, they you know, every game is kind of new, and there's always a new mechanic and all that stuff. But Zelda's always been trying to remaster Link to the Past. Because there was a Dark World in Link to the Past, too. It just wasn't called Dark World. It was called, like, the Forsaken Zone or something like that. And you could go to different... you could go fight different bosses at different times. You can go to different temples.
Well, it's not really the Dark World. It's called something else, I think, isn't it?
Anyway, I can take your word for it. That game's probably disgusting.
But yeah,
it's good.
I bought Mandy one. I bought Mandy a bundle.
Yeah.
And I bought myself a bundle.
Nice.
And we're playing it together. She's raping noobs in it. I'm so happy. Like, I couldn't.
At last, we can share everything.
I couldn't hear from. Like, I tried texting her for a couple hours this week. Like, I couldn't hear from her or anything.
Shut the fuck up! I'm trying to kill her.
Yeah, I went to her house and she's just in her room, just pitch black.
The glow.
Just the screen on the face. What?
Yeah. Have you bottled the fairy yet? Have you bottled the fairy?
I have not.
I don't think it works.
I don't think it does. Because the whole rental scam, I don't think...
You can't bottle
like, fairies? It basically...
I got two bottles of swiping at one, and nothing's happening. I'm like... But no, I died, and you know the rabbit?
Ooh.
He gave me a tip to say the bottle of fairy.
What the fuck
are
you talking
about? Hey, oh, you know you can... You know the bee? You know you can catch bees? You get the bee net?
I never tried.
Kakariko Village? There's a bee guy who gives you a bee net to catch bees.
The bees always come in the fucking plants and try to kill me.
Yeah.
Catch them.
There's a spoiler for you. It's fucking dope.
No.
But I'm pretty sure you can catch, I haven't tried it, but I'm pretty sure you can use the bee net to catch fairies, put them in the bottle. Boom! I'm doing it tonight!
Ooh, Dave Bike!
And that's why the game is so good.
Watch out.
You just think of different things like, oh, maybe that'll work. And it fucking works. It's awesome.
I didn't even know there's a bee net in that game.
Yeah, boys.
Nintendo should make games only. I'm sorry. I'm ready to say it.
Except for portable consoles.
Well, they're
all right. They're all right. What's
Dude,
better?
3D? 3D
no,
looks like butt nuts.
I just want good Nintendo
game
games.
Amazing. I don't keep it on anymore because I usually play it when I'm hungover in my bed. But when you turn on the 3D in that game, it's above you, right?
Yeah.
It looks like you're looking into like the deepest window. Like it looks like it's like seriously like 4 inches in
it's
there.
It's like 3D world.
The best thing,
yeah, 3D land.
It's really good. It looks like you're looking into a window.
The best thing I ever did on a 3DS was break into your house and take a picture of my own penis with your 3DS.
It was your penis, to clarify, your nutsack.
Both.
Whatever it was three-dimensional.
So angry.
And with that, can we talk about
3D transition? World. Well, hold on. Wait. 3D World? Is that what you're...
Yeah, bring it in.
Sorry.
It's a perfect transition. You fucked it up.
Yeah, 3D World. I bought 3D World last night, actually.
It's the game of the year.
Yeah, I was playing it with Shelby. It's a lot of fun. You know what? There is a kind of a learning curve, like just to get your bearings.
Yeah.
Like you don't expect it to be... It's very tactile. Like it's like Marble Blast... what's the...
Marble Blast Ultra.
not Marble Blast Ultra. The what's the marble game for NES?
It just feels like an isometric view.
What is the marble game for NES? Marble, come on, guys.
Marble Fury. Sorry.
Oh, marble my God. House. It's going to kill me when I figure this out. But
Hugo's House of Horrors.
It's,
But, like, no, it's all, like, it's fixed camera.
Yeah, it's isometric.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, isometric. And, like, you expect to be able to walk around.
Well, it's easier.
Very, very...
I never tried the Wii Remote yet. I've only used the gamepad with the joystick. So it's not that bad.
Wii Remote. Oh, I use Pro Controller.
So you still got the joystick. Have you tried the Wii Pad yet?
Yeah, I played with it a little bit.
Is it weird with the D-pad?
You're talking about the game pad, right?
No, the D-pad.
Oh, I use the toggle.
Because Ashley plays with the D-pad, and her mom plays with the D-pad.
Is it tough to...
I've never tried it. I don't want
Interesting.
To.
That's sick.
But the game,
like,
the game
sick
is
isn't gross.
The game is a ton of fun.
But I think it works because it is that isometric view, so right's always kind of right on the screen.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, like a 3D adventure. Yeah. But it is, at the same time, I don't know.
Yeah, 3D, I can imagine it being four
Land
players.
Was the best Mario
Man,
of all time.
Four players is a blast at her house. Like, it's me, I have, Ashley, her mom, and her cousin was over. And I got it at, like, 7 p.m., and we played it from, like, 8 p.m. to, like, 5 in the morning, all of us. And it's just, we're all just fucking charging in, trying to get all the stars. And you know, when you get all the most points in the game, like, if you get the most coins, it adds up points.
Okay.
And the level, like, first place is, like, on the huge tower, and then second place comes out.
Yeah.
And then the next level, the first place person gets a crown.
It's like Smash Bros.
So they're all trying to smash my head so they get the crown, and then they're trying to beat my high score. And Ashley's mom, she's not the greatest of the game, so I just pick her up and just chuck her off the level. And she just gets so angry. Like, it is so much fun. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, it adds like your it's cooperative play, but at the end of the level you get to see who like just got the most coins,
yeah.
got the most power ups. It's so
just
much fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And from what I hear, from what you're telling me, like it just the game just keeps going and going and going.
It goes and goes. So seventh world is fire. And I thought that in every Mario game the fire world's the last one, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, why is it the seventh world? Shouldn't be like that. So you beat that and then boom, you got the next world. And it's like Super Mario, for the SNES. It's like, you know, kind of like,
like 8-bit?
Las Vegas kind of, you know, like,
wow.
Game show, weird lights, attraction, stuff like that. So you beat that, and then you get to Secret World, which
you
take off.
Las Vegas?
It's,
Remember Secret Sonic? Lights. Remember Sonic 2?
Oh,
like the
yeah,
whole, like...
Sonic Pinball?
Yeah, okay, but you beat that. I mean, remember the spaceship in Mario 2?
No.
You take off the spaceship when you get a secret? It's like a little spaceship.
Mario 2?
Yeah, in Mario 2... For NES, when you get to the secret level, you take off in that little fat spaceship and it goes...
Okay, yeah.
That's like... where you go to the secret spot in this one. And all the secret levels in this game are Mario Galaxy. All the same characters, the same music.
That game's amazing.
Just the levels are insane. So you beat that secret world. And then the spaceship takes off again to the second secret world. And it's got like 30 levels on it. And I have not beat them all yet.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. I think there's over... 300 stars or something stupid?
Jeez.
I have like 225.
Man, I thought Mario Galaxy 2 is huge like that too. Like
yeah.
The game just keeps going and going. You
yeah.
beat the game, you get all the stars, and then it adds 3 more stars per level that you go back, and it's just like, it's not even like, oh, kill this boss or beat this time trial. It's just find the star.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, like, all the stuff we used to do in Mario 64, where it's just like, you're seeing, like, if you can get on that roof, just running around, trying to get, like, do cool triple jumps and shit like that, that's where the cool stars are.
Yep.
And it's just so rewarding to find
that's exactly
like,
where these stars are, too.
Ah!
You're
so excited.
You're pushing yourself to the limit, and you're like, oh, I bet you there's one up there. But you can't get up there. It's like a glitch. You finally do it, and it's just,
and there's that little golden star right
yes!
I can't wait. You know what? Shelby put a... she put the hex on it, though. Like, we have to get through all the way to Bowser together.
That's what I did.
So we at least do that.
Yeah,
I
really try for the stars, but I seen him, I got them. But I didn't push myself to get them until I beat the game, and then I went back and started getting them all.
Yeah. If you race to Bowser, those games have the most replay value.
Yeah.
Like,
I raced to Bowser, and it still took about 6 hours on my
yeah.
race to Bowser.
Awesome.
Boring.
Oh, sorry.
You would have the best time of your fucking life.
Suck my own balls off, you little bitch.
No. 3D Land is amazing.
That's what I thought it was going to be a sequel to 3D Land. It's not even close to it. It blows it out of the water.
I can't wait.
I'm gonna switch to movies momentarily. You guys excited for The Wolf of Wall Street at all?
I still have a lot of games here, boys.
Well, I mean, let me just... like Wolf of Wall Street is like the spiritual successor, I would say, to Aviator. You know, like it's a biopic.
Foghorn is going wild, let me just say.
Biopic, Scorsese, Leonardo DiCaprio, like these movies are super long. This is Scorsese's longest movie. I remember they said it was going to be 3 hours and they were trying to force him to like cut it down. And I was like, don't fucking cut a minute out of that. I was so pissed that like the studio was trying to like cut out good shit.
Nobody wants to sit through that.
Good shit, but no. He cut the movie. He made it, it was NC-17. Like the movie was like so, I guess, disturbing or something that they gave it the NC-17 rating. And they made him cut down a bunch of it. The movie is still 3 hours long. Like, he must have cut out 5 seconds here, 5 seconds there. Like, you know, to the point where, okay, this is gross, but if you leave it on for 10 seconds, it's gratuitous, and we're not okay with that. Mm-hmm. He must have just, like, the bare minimum to get it back down on an R rating. It's his longest movie yet. I'm super excited. Aviator is one of my favorite movies. And, like, Leonardo DiCaprio, like, just the Wall Street mentality. Like, I'm super excited for this. I have no idea what's going to happen. I don't know anything about this character. I'm just excited to go in and grab my popcorn. It's like an entire season of television. 3 hours?
That's true.
I'm so excited. How long is Return of the King?
3 hours.
The original cut.
3:15.
It's 3:15? Fuck. Anyway, I'm pretty excited. Do you remember like the journey you go on in Aviator? Like through his aviation trials and oh my god.
Really?
You're crazy.
I know.
He gets absolutely insane by the end.
How are you, man?
I think I did finish it, but
just in the corner of his room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's gone nuts.
I still think his best movie is Catch Me If You Can.
Oh yeah.
It's so good.
DiCaprio.
Spielberg boys.
Yeah. But I'm super excited for that. I mean, moving on.
Who else has got shit, TJ?
I got shit, but mine's. I got TV to talk about.
I played Flower. I bought Flower. It worked finally.
How bad is it?
It's a great game. It's very relaxing.
I heard it's really good if you take acid before.
I could probably vouch for that, yeah.
I'll probably play it.
Vouch for it. He's done it.
Well, I haven't done it, but...
That's what vouching means.
Yeah, that's true.
Chad has lost his mind.
You probably see that.
What? I can see that.
Yeah. I am a flower man!
Because just being there, like flying around.
I wonder
like,
what would happen.
Controlling the wind, just flying through these little flowers. The colors are absolutely amazing.
Let me ask you this. Are the trophies easy? Then I'll buy it.
I haven't hunted yet.
Yeah. I looked at them and I don't know if it's hard or not. Like
it's incredible. It's fucking beautiful and it's so much fun to just fly around and just color the map and like.
I figured out how to turn my TV, the 2D images to 3D, the setting.
Oh
so
yeah.
I turn PS4 on 3D right now. Like it's fake 3D, but it still works really good somehow.
That's cool.
So I'd probably be good to play Flower with that.
I can do that shit too.
Yeah.
So like you can put PS4. And then just set the TV to 3D and it'll work?
It does, but it's more... It's like a 3DS 3D. It's like in 3D instead of out 3D.
That's what I like.
I like out 3D.
Fuck that.
I like in.
Makes me so angry.
Let me look through the window.
Yeah. It should all be about depth.
I don't know, man. I put...
Background.
The software that came with my 3D TV on. It's like whales like swimming around. They're fucking like on my bed.
Shut the fuck up.
It seriously comes out like 4 feet. I'm not even lying. And I'm against my wall and they're like... You're swimming in my sheets? I'm like, ah!
Shut up. Anyway, no, but that's not how 3D works.
It is.
Swimming in your sheets.
They're swimming in my bed. I put on pause, and I put my arm around them, and I went to bed.
Listen, you were fast. You were fast asleep. In happy fucking dreamland. Oh, where is he sleeping with me?
No, it probably pops out, seriously, about 8 inches. It's good.
All right, well, I only have TV to talk about. Does anybody, you want to...
No. I have stuff on here, but it's not worth talking about.
Jeppy Persepi?
Nope, go ahead.
TJ, I watched a lot of British TV this week.
All right.
Which is right up your alley.
Well, here's the thing. You watch some bad British TV and think it's good.
That's get the fuck out of here. What do you mean? What bad British TV did I watch?
An Idiot Abroad.
That's amazing. That actually brings me to my point.
I haven't watched enough to actually make an informed opinion. But
well, I watched Derek, the new Ricky Gervais comedy.
Of course. Yeah.
It's not so bad. I mean, it's not that good. It's not as good as anything else, like... Gervais and Pilkington have done together, But I guess the like rumor has it. The fuck is his name? Carl? Carl, yeah. The rumor has it Carl Pilkington filmed like all the scenes like in a 12-day shot, and then they filmed everything else like around his scenes.
Okay.
But like he is gold. Like the guy, everything he says, you know it's not scripted because nobody else could write that. Nice. And like he just breaks down whatever is happening.
Oh, are we talking to Derek?
Derek, yeah.
Which one's which character is that?
So the Derek character is Ricky Gervais portraying an autistic person, and it's actually kind of offensive. Like he's not the best actor, like the physical comedy, and he's just trying to act autistic, which I know, like you can see the strengths in the show like all the way through, and he doesn't pull off that character the best. But Pilkington is amazing, solid gold every time he's on the screen. Like I feel like the episodes are like, they're kind of designed around like being in on the joke. It sort of glorifies the struggle of elderly people, and like as if Ricky Gervais is the only one who notices that they're going through this like in their winter.
Okay.
And that's kind of, you know, I feel like I understand that already. I don't need Ricky Gervais to be like the preacher telling me this kind of stuff, which it was kind of a struggle to get past that. But once you do get past that, you kind of see the show for what it's worth, and it actually does kind of tell some nice stories. And the Derek character is really endearing, like in some points, but you're just waiting for Carl Pilkington to be on screen. And when he does come on, it's pretty rewarding. So I mean, if you don't like the Gervais Pilkington kind of comedy, I mean, Stephen Merchant's also part of that, but he's not in this show.
Like I said, I don't know who this Carl character is. So.
You have to get into it. He's the guy from Idiot Abroad. But like Idiot Abroad, he's just outside of his comfort zone. That it's funny to watch him, you know, kind of struggle with that.
Is he an actor?
No.
Rumor has it that character is
a character that he's playing. Like yeah. The guy's just brilliant and he plays that character.
I feel like it's that way too. I don't want to watch it like that because it just obviously ruins the show.
But the thing is, he's dead on. Like as soon as there's a Carl Pilkington scene, you're right back there on Idiot Abroad. Like his little rants.
Yeah.
It's almost like, what would you say about this? And he just kind of starts going, and it's exactly the same. It's really, really good. And you and I appreciate that.
Mm.
So like you'll kind of get the scenes. Like he's kind of the hero in the show.
I think I watched like 4. Isn't he a janitor or something like that?
Yeah, he's a janitor.
I think I watched like the first 3 or 4 episodes.
Really?
I think it was pretty nuts.
It's kind of tough to get through it. Like you kind of just got to take the good with the bad in that show. Where Idiot Abroad, I can't understand why you don't like that.
Man, I've
it's
like
just a travel show, and no, his perspective is amazing.
I'm just
messing
with you. Like, I don't know. Just every time you bring up a bit of show, I'm like, eh. And maybe it's just I'm not giving it a shot. You know what I mean?
The guy's perspective is unlike anybody else's. Also, I watched... this is the last thing I got to talk about. I watched Sherlock. You guys like that show,
yeah, right? I saw you had that on your list. It got me excited.
Seen one episode.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of liked it. The extra half hour adds a lot for procedurals. Like,
oh, no. Like, it's more than an extra half hour because it's an hour and a half... It's like a movie.
Yeah, it doesn't just fly through the little stuff, you know? Like, it allows for character depth within those scenes.
Oh my God.
The only reason I jumped into it, you know, I'm growing... what's his name? Cumberbatch.
Hold on, how much did you watch of Sherlock?
The whole thing? The first 2 episodes.
Okay.
But
storyline.
I thought it was over, and I saw on IGN that there was a trailer for the 3rd season.
Yep.
And is that the final season?
I don't know.
Do they... How does... usually British TV only works in 3 acts, am I wrong?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
no. They do 3 episodes per season because they're freaking huge, but it just depends.
Well, either way, like I was wondering, like, is there going to be an overlining story arc here? And it seems like there's going to be with Moriarty.
I can say anything.
Yeah. So like, I got pretty excited.
Fucking
for it.
Amazing. Watch the rest. Oh my God.
Yeah. Martin Freeman is amazing in it. Like. Martin Freeman, and like his portrayal of Bilbo is that much better because I know how he's able to, like, he acts opposite that kind of that personality.
Yeah.
In Sherlock, like, I always thought that he was kind of the quirky, you know, British guy, but like he really plays like a hard ass in this show, and
he plays a lot of different stuff. I don't know if he actually I can't, I might be able to cite anything, but he's an impressive actor. He's not just like comedy.
Well,
kind of stuff.
I'm like, I've said it on the show, like, Bilbo is the only reason to watch those movies. You know, like, he, like, I need more Bilbo, I need...
Those movies, he said, he's seen them all 3.
Okay. Well, it's the only reason to watch The Hobbit. He's the only good part of that movie. All
right.
When he's on screen, I'm actually kind of encapsulated.
That's all I want.
You can agree with that.
I thought everything was great, but yeah, Bilbo's amazing.
Yeah, are you excited for Spauk?
Oh yeah, I got them pre-ordered, boys. Actually, last week.
I really want to try and find the seats. Well, you know what? We don't even need to sit together.
He did die in a car
crash. That's fine.
Sort of bringing out the topic.
I was looking that up too. Confirmed.
He died in a
Wikipedia
car crash.
Wikipedia says,
was it filming for the movie?
No, it's Fran's car.
When Wikipedia says was an actor.
In which
that's
they both lost their lives.
Because even Wikipedia is reliable.
True.
Well, he was probably trying to be.
I also heard.
Too fast, too furious.
Now he's a passenger in his friend's car.
What an asshole!
I heard he was the driver and there was a passenger.
This is officially.
See? Bullshit.
No, this is from his official Twitter account.
See, his official Twitter account.
I'm dead?
Well, no, it's probably one of his relatives or his producer. Because they don't actually own their Twitter account.
Yeah.
It says.
Fuck, man, that's sad.
Car crashes suck.
That's sad, dude.
Paul Walker passed away in a tragic car accident while attending a charity event. And he was a passenger in his friend's car, in which they both lost their lives.
Jesus.
All right, well, let's have a drink to Paul Walker here.
Send it on a sad note.
All right, ending on a sad note. Let's drink to Paul Walker.
Yeah, the clink.
He was a good guy.
Fucker, live fast.
Not Ryan Phillippe.
And furious.
Too fast.
Redacted.
Redacted. And on that note. Orange mode out. 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 Cocky little freaks.